6223.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, that's my boy, little James. In case you didn't hear it, a father's most proud moment, probably of their entire life, is when they say this for the first time.
Watch Archie D2, please.
And then, you know, cue the John Williams soundtrack at that point.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because he's really good with his letters and numbers. This is James, my almost 3-year-old now.
Right.
We put on. I go and I get the DVD. I put in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, the original Star Wars movie. I start to fast forward through the flying paragraphs in the sky. No, 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 no. I want to watch the letters.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? This kid's going to be reading like War and Peace next week, so. Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Can you watch R2D?
Yes, my son, you can. Thank you for making this father proud. Yeah, we went to California.
But what we really got to be sure of is that in the future when... that he doesn't say, no, don't skip.
Yeah, exactly.
No, son, we're skipping. That's not your father.
James, I am your father.
No, but he, and now today for the first time, he gets out of his bath just before I leave to come to the studio, and mom's drying him off and putting on the little lotion and stuff, and he's like, R2-D2 and C-3PO. Now, he doesn't have a C-3PO because we went to Disneyland, you know, 2 weeks ago, and we got him one of those things that you push the button and it makes the sound and swirls around and it has the glow and the whatever things, and it's just a tool of annoyance is all it is.
Right.
But it makes, it's an Get R2-D2. No, I figured I was enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you push my button, my head spins and lights come out of my eyes too. So. But anyway, yeah, so he walks around. And then the lovely bride was dissing on my R2 whistle tonight. She's like, well, that's not, you know, that's not really how the R2 whistle goes. And I'm like,
I love your wife.
What do you know? Hey, that's the best I can do. Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it? It's close.
Yeah, that's great.
See if you can find R2-D2 on the web somewhere. Yeah. Pull up a sound effect of R2-D2. Now, what I wanted to do, I always wanted to learn Chewbacca. I never got you. Like, I wanted to get... How do you do that? See, I have to do it with my tongue. The things that you only get on Baldwin McCullough each week on talk radio. That sounds like you're gargling mouthwash.
That's what Chewy sounds like.
Really?
I don't know.
Who do you think sounds more like Chewy, guys? Just poll in the room.
Go ahead. You do your Chewy. Dude.
I know. It's terrible.
I'm going to let you try again.
It's terrible. It's so terrible.
That's how bad that was.
Yeah. Okay. And you do yours.
You sounded like Pepe Le Pew or something. Trying to sound like Chewy. And I went.
Yeah.
I went.
Nobody even
wants
to.
Can we just move on, please?
Yeah. Moving on.
Thank you. Baldwin McCullough Live.
Speaking of
glad
things,
you're listening to this entertaining radio show.
Speaking of things that make you want to swear. Because that was the other thing we were going to talk about tonight. Swearing females.
Are we done with callers?
I think so. Nobody wanted to talk about beat-up girlfriends
anymore.
I know.
It's just tragic.
They took the pass on that. If you wanted to still talk about that, listen to the podcast Hour 1. That'll have to satisfy you for now.
So does that mean the upcoming hour isn't going to be worth it?
Who is...
You're weird.
Yeah, thank you. That's like the fourth time you said that this week.
You're getting weirder.
Twice in text, once in email, and once now on the air.
You are somebody I can rely on for, like, wisdom.
What? Why
truth,
am I weird?
Now you're like, listen to my track.
You know what it is?
You're shot.
It's raising two ankle biters.
Yeah, there you go.
You get two of them under the age of three, and you just kind of lose all sense. Because this is what your life, the pendulum swings between.
Don't you remember who told you this?
The two spectrums. On one end of the spectrum, we have a babysitter last night. The lovely bride puts on a cocktail dress. Oh, my gosh, I haven't seen her in one of those in, like, months. And I'm in a suit and tie.
Right.
And we go into the city, and there's no kids. And we sit down at Le Bernardin, and we have, you know, the bay scallops in the lemon ceviche. And you, like, you just feel like
just
you're going to melt
say
right through.
Foam again.
Yeah. Cauliflower soup with foam. And then you have the lobster lasagna, and you have all this stuff, and you're like, how did I ever live before tasting these flavors? Like, every bite was perfect. And then you go to a Broadway play, and you see the nominated Best Actress Jessica Chastain in the most popular television show, Downton Abbey's, you know, Matthew Crawley. You get, see, that's one end of your life. You wake up this morning.
And there's vomit on your chest.
How did you know? There's vomit on your chest. There is one child in one room going, ah, ah, and there's one in the other room going, I want some water! And so you go get the water, and you pick up the one that needs the bottle, and you stick that in, and he's like,
boom, boom, boom. Let me do my Jonathan impersonation then, right now, if I may. Yeah. I got your lobster lasagna.
Right here.
Okay.
So then you go downstairs, and remember, last night, Oscar-nominated actors, best actor on television, awesome credits, wonderful sophistication to life. Today, Dad, can we watch Cars? Okay, which one do you want to watch? The second one? No! The original! Must watch the original Cars! So, what do? All day long. I hear Mater in my head. How you doing, Lightning?
Well, what was cool was, you didn't even hear yourself just now. The way James asked, he sounded like Yoda.
Yeah.
Must watch Cars!
Yeah, well,
no, Dada! Must watch Cars!
He's mixing his genres.
I love it.
So, for the 5,000th time in the last 3 months, we watched Cars.
I love that.
Start to finish.
I need to come over more and just hang with the kids.
So, and there's this one place in Cars where they go tractor tipping. It's the equivalent of cow tipping. You just have to forgive me. This is my life. And he gets scared because, like, when they tip the tractors and they all, you know, go back and then the tractor farts and then everything happens.
Right.
Then Frank the Combine comes out of the forest and he's mad because you tipped over all of his tractors.
Right.
James gets scared of Frank. So he makes a beeline for Daddy's lap.
Aww.
Don't want to see Frank. Don't want to see Frank.
Yeah.
That's okay. He's not going to get him. Remember, lightning outruns him at the end.
Yeah. So this is like now what I would do.
Yeah.
Is I would like. I'd have Frank on a hot remote button.
And every time something's not going
like we
right,
were talking this
don't
afternoon.
Make me bring out Frank.
You want me to bring out Uncle Frank? That's your uncle. That's what you don't know.
That's Uncle Stevie B's alter ego,
that's
actually.
What I grew up with. Yeah. It's with that kind of torture.
Anyway, that's my life. At one end, you know, it's all that Manhattan offers. At the other end, it's baby vomit and cars.
Sure.
And there's no explanation for anything I do in between. So just be thankful that I'm not puking on you right now. Just, you know, if we can get through that much of tonight, we're doing good. Anyway, he's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Welcome to Saturday night. 888-340-3373. Real quick question before we go to break. When a man curses, does it really bother you in public? Did you get like hair standing up on the back of your head? Do you get hair standing up on the back of your head when you see a delicate little flower, beautiful little petite woman, just drop an F-bomb? What do you think? Do women swearing or cursing in public, is it more off-putting than when men do it? There's a school in New Jersey that's really worried about it, so they've instituted a policy we'll tell you about. But I want to know from you, do you think it's worse when women curse? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We'll be back to talk about that and to take your calls, and hopefully to commence with any other tractor tipping, cars, combine, fearful, baby vomit. Now, see, this, the sophistication side, I can do that. Let me go back to La Bernardin. Let me see the Eros again. And if you do come to New York in the next week, do that. Go see that play. It's really good. It's like masterpiece theater on the stage. It's really well done. But then when you wake up the next morning with baby vomit on your chest, it's just, you know, you're just reminded you're still at home. It's still the life you thought you were living. Baldwin McCullough, thank you for being with us on Saturday nights. While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to amac.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to amac.us. That's amac.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,707.07, $853.54 for a half ounce, or $426.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,707.07, $853.54, and $426.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're so glad you're with us each Saturday night. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. Is it worse when women swear in public today? Why does it seem like it is? Your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. AARP stands to gain over $1 billion in business from the taxpayer dole through Obamacare. Many people feel they have no alternative. They feel that they have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There are real alternatives for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC.
AMAC.
The Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice along with information, advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel, all for less than a dollar a month. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America.
All right, that's cool. AMAC.us. So here's the story. Out of North Arlington, New Jersey. Is that very far from the New York City area? I don't know where North Arlington is. Female students at a Catholic high school in northern New Jersey have taken a no-cursing pledge at the request of the school administrators, though some question why no such demand was made of the male students. So it's not a public school. It's a private school. Private schools can do whatever they want because there's no, you know, government oversight, blah, blah, blah. But so at this school, they asked the girls, Stephen, they said, will you sign this pledge not to swear anymore, mm-hmm. not to curse in public anymore? Mm-hmm. Lori Flynn, a teacher who organized the campaign, told the Record of Woodland Park that there is no double standard. She's one of the teachers that actually is encouraging this. She says that while males weren't asked to take the vow, they've been asked not to swear when girls are near. Flynn says school officials want ladies to act like ladies, and Brother Larry Lavallee, the school's principal, says girls have the foulest language. Many girls said they would try to follow the pledge they took Friday morning, even though they believe it should apply to all students. 16-year-old Caitlin McHenry said the pledge is a good idea, but believes that putting it into action is the problem. Classmate Dana Cotter said she thought that the male students should join the pledge because boys should be more like gentlemen. Teachers said they hoped that if the girls focused on cleaning up their speech on campus for a month, their improved manners would take hold and rub off on the boys. They timed the initiative to Catholic Schools Week and the old-fashioned romance of Valentine's Day, promising lollipops as rewards and handing out pins showing a red slash through a pink pair of lips. All right, so that's the idea. Let's get the ladies in the school population to not say the F-bomb anymore.
Sure.
To clean up what they're talking about. And they are asking the boys not to swear in front of the girls, but they're asking the girls not to swear at all. 888-340-3373. Number one, why are they asking the girls to just, why are they putting all the pressure on the girls? I think it has to do with something about, and I can't really even explain this. Maybe it's because I'm male, but when I hear a woman swear, to me it sounds so much less dignified than what I think a dignified woman would sound like, that it just bothers me more. I guess I have very low expectations for males to begin with. So if they're not, you know, on par with being respectable, so what? It's kind of like, I just assume that guys are going to be the bigger screw-ups anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when women swear in public, it really bothers me. Yeah. Why is that?
Well,
see, I've heard you drop a word you shouldn't say once or twice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But if I ever heard the lovely Mrs. Baldwin say that, I would fall to the ground out of my chair.
Yeah, well, obviously, you already know you ain't never going to hear that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but why is that disparity so great?
Yeah, that's weird.
Don't you? But isn't that common? Am I the only one that feels that way? 888-340-3373. What do you guys think? Worse when girls swear in public? Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see what the callers say. 888-340-3373. Line 2, Deborah in Columbia, Missouri. Welcome. You must be listening to Kate 1550 tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually listening to it on the website.
Oh, great. Well, Deborah, what do you think about this?
I think that it's equally bad to hear guys and girls swear in public because, I mean, to me, especially if it's like in the workplace or a school area, I think that it creates a hostile environment, whether it's a guy or a girl swearing.
But you don't have any explanation for why I feel the way that I do then?
Because you're a guy.
No, but see, here's the thing. I expect guys to be the fouler gender. I expect them to be the less dignified gender. I guess, and maybe it's because, you know, of how much I respect my bride, et cetera, but I don't. It's just something that is more shocking to me when the other side does it.
Well, I know some guys who feel that way, and, of course, those are guys who cuss a lot. So, I don't know, you know. I think it's probably a gender-based thing that, you know, I think that it's cool that you have this, you know, high, you know, respect for women. But, I don't know, I just have this all-across-the-board idea that, you know, if you're going to set a standard, it should be for both men and women.
Well, okay, that's fine. And if your daughter was going to school there, would you then protest the policy? Would you say why didn't you ask the boys, or would you just say the school, they can do what they want?
I would probably call up whatever department it was that came up with the idea and have a talk with someone, because I'd be like, this is, you know, a pain in the neck, because, you know, if my son and my daughter both going to go to the same school and my daughter had to watch her mouth but my son didn't, that's just going to cause all this trouble. And then the kids are going to start to think that the boys can continue to swear more and then that the girls shouldn't. I think it continues to perpetuate that stereotype that women are supposed to not cuss, but guys, it's okay to cuss.
Yeah, and you'll notice, Deborah, I've not said it's okay for guys to cuss. Because I don't think it is, but it is differently disturbing to me when girls cuss. Thanks for the call, appreciate it. 888-340-3373, two phone lines open. How much time till break? Are we under a minute? Okay, let me just say this real quickly before we go there. When you're looking at the year that is right in front of you, you do know that you need to take proactive action to keep your finances in place. And that's why our good friend Kirk Elliott has a great DVD that he would like to give you at no cost. It's called The Fuse Is Lit, and it describes world economic events and what you can do to make sure that you are protected. You can get a complimentary copy by just texting the word FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938. There's no cost. FUSE, 33938, and get a copy of The Fuse Is Lit, An American Reckoning. This is the third edition of The Fuse Is Lit series. This is Baldwin McCullough. More of your calls next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show virus
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
Our number is 888-340-3373. And pardon me, I like when you do this, Kevo. I like when you pose thought provocation.
Well, I admit it's a hypocritical expression in my own mind. Why I'm more surprised. We were talking about it in the break.
Right.
And Owen said, it's kind of like when you hear little kids curse. That's kind of like when you hear women curse, particularly ladies, you think, oh, no, you're supposed to be, I don't know, more innocent. You think of them in a more innocent way. Let me put it that way. Now, maybe people that just live with women all the time, like you do, Stevie B, maybe you don't think of them as more innocent.
No, I do.
Maybe the ladies that live in your house drive you to curse when you walk out the door. But it is something, and I've heard other, public speakers talk about this. we should, in some people's mind, want our women to live the kind of lives where the idea of cursing doesn't even cross their mind. You know, like if men are really doing their job in the world, then you're fixing the things that are broken. You're loving them when they feel bad. You're taking them out for surprise dates. You're doing the types of things that keep them in the mode where they don't get into that kind of guttural kind of like. When I think of women that curse, I think of like female gangbangers, and like the words don't even go together. Like, because I lived on Chicago's west and south sides at different times, and you did see stuff, and you heard. Filth and foul, foul, filth, 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 foul. Yeah, well, filth and foul you, filth and foul. Like, you know, from a lady. You're like, whoa, yeah. I was not expecting that. So it's off. It's just takes you off guard. At least it does me. 888-340-3373.
Here's what Amanda on the Twitter said.
Okay.
She said, I agree with Kevin McCullough. It's not cool when either speak like that, but it sounds worse coming from a woman.
But why?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
All right. And then Deborah on the Twitter said, Stephen, you sound more like Chewbacca than Kevin.
Of course.
Just saying.
We'd already established that.
Okay. But we have a confirmation now.
Now, Yoda we will do.
I'm just going to stick with my winning streak.
There you go. Line one, Fitzroy in New York. Glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Yeah, well, let me say that. I agree that it is no worse when a man or a woman does it. But I'm just telling you that this whole situation is part of a trend in the culture where women are adopting old types of bad habits and behavior that men do, such as abusing drugs or alcohol or getting addicted to it and then getting in the bar fights and all of that and also committing more violence. Yeah. And I think that trend starts at the top in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry and in the artistic community, and then it spreads to the rest of the society.
That's interesting, Fitzroy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. In the culture, if you think about it, Stephen, in the films that have been made in the last 20 years, have there been more like tough girl roles that women have taken on that have promoted the kind of thuggish nature that would use that kind of language more than say the 20 years prior to that?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
No question. But I don't think, from my perspective, that's what perhaps drives this.
Well, what do you think drives it?
I think more and more of the presence in our culture of women who feel compelled, for whatever reason, to look and act more like men.
And that's just one way to do it.
That's just one way to do it.
Drop more F-bombs makes you look tougher, more masculine.
Yeah.
Weird. Line two, Larry in Orlando. And Larry, if we run out of time, we'll hold you over in the next break. But welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi.
So what's your thought?
Well, I believe that if a girl is cussing, she's brazen enough to cuss in public, she's indicating that she's available for a sexual relationship, because most cuss words have sexual connotations. They have a relationship to sexual parts and all that, and it's a indication that if a girl's brazen enough to say those things out loud, she's kind of like available. It makes her more bloody, if you will.
All right, well, appreciate your comment. Thanks for your call.
So what do you make about what Larry was saying there? See, not all swear words. As far as I know, there's only one swear word that has to do with the sex act. Most of the other swear words, I think, have to do with other things.
You can talk about all kinds of kookiness.
Baldwin McCullough, the actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. Who are you?
The Stephen Baldwin. He's the Stephen Baldwin. The Hollywood actor.
Who are you?
Kevin McCullough is my name.
How are you?
Thank you for being here. Yes, I am the proud father, Mr. James, who asked me this last week, can I watch R2-D2, please? To which Dad's thumpingly proud heart said, yes, sir. Yes, you may. At 2 years of age. And see, the lovely bride, she was talking to me about that tonight. She's like, don't you think that that scene in the cantina when, Obi-Wan Kenobi cuts off the bounty hunter's arm, do you think that's a little violent for your two-year-old son? And I said, no.
That's not what you said. You said, honey, I want it instilled in his mind now that if any alien creature were to land on Earth,
you cut his arm off.
It would be perfectly all right to decapitate him.
That's right. Let's go back to the phones. What we're talking about is this this school out of New Jersey. They're asking their girls for 1 month to pledge that they will abstain from cursing in the school. Now, I don't know why, if it's a Catholic school, I don't know why you can't just make a rule and say, no cursing. You curse, you get detention. End of story. But they're not doing that. They're asking the girls to make this pledge. And they're asking the boys not to curse in front of the girls, but they haven't asked them to take a pledge. They're asking the girls not to curse at all. And, of course, our Jackie, our wonderful, sweet, kind Jackie, tonight breathing dragon breath on every person that thinks this policy is in any way, shape, or form nice.
I wouldn't say it was dragon breath.
We've replaced two melted phones already. What are you talking about?
Yeah? Huh.
No, I'm kidding. Let's go to line three in York, South Carolina. Caldwell is listening. Hello, Caldwell. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yes, Rev. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. We're glad. You're our first South Carolinian to have ever called the show.
I was calling to just respond to the
You're not impressed by that at all, Caldwell? You're our very first South Carolinian ever.
Oh, I thank you for that. Well, I was calling because I really was listening, and I was a little concerned that I think you made it sound as though that, and I know you didn't say it was all right, but you felt that you didn't expect much from the guys. I think that's one of the problems is that we don't put high enough expectation on men, and for that reason, I think a lot of time they kind of give us what we expect. And
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and when I was raising my kids, one of the things I had to teach my son more so than ever is that he had to have respect in order, you know, for women to have respect for him. And so I just believe that it's equally as bad for either one of them to swear a curse.
But, Caldwell, let me ask you a question. You go out, you take the lovely Mrs. Caldwell out for dinner one night, and you're sitting there at a nice restaurant, and you see these nice ladies come in. They're dressed nicely. You think they're really dignified, whatever. They sit down at a table right across from where you are, and then one of them just launches into, filth and foul this and filth and foul, and I slapped his bitty-witty and filth and foul and all. Is there something inside of you that doesn't go, oh, that's just not nice?
Oh, I totally agree. Now, let me make it clear. When a lady do it, it hurts. It really hurts. I will tell you it don't, because I respect them so much, and I think they ought to respect themselves. But at the same time, maybe because I'm a preacher, I don't know, but I just believe our mindset have to change. Paul talked about renewing our mind.
Yep, I agree with you.
And we have to get the mindset that men ought to do better, and we ought to expect more out of men. And that's one of the things I teach the men in the church, and that is that they have to not be conformed to what the world thinks and the world's way of thinking, and get their mind on the things of God and the things that is right. And so I'm not trying to come down on your opinion, but I was just saying, for me, it just seemed like we're giving men a break when we say
so. Let me ask you a question, Caldwell. You're out playing golf with one of your buddies, and he hits a bad shot, and he's shrimming there. Do you say something to him?
Oh, what I usually do, and I'm being honest, it may be because I'm a preacher again, but what I usually do.
Right. So do you confront him about it? Do you say, hey, pal, you know, that's not very good?
Well, in due time. Sometimes I say it right then, depending on the company that is around us. If it's just me and him, I'll probably in a subtle way say something to him. But now, there are times I didn't say anything. I have to admit that.
Ah.
Because I felt as though that it wasn't the time to say it at that moment. But it disturbed me when we, and I did it for myself in my earlier life, when we sit around and talk like that, and I thought about, you know, some of the way we act, and then I wouldn't want my daughter's husband to do that.
Yeah, no, oh, that's a good point, Caldwell. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stephen, I've been thinking about something. You know what will help clean up your language habits faster than anything?
Soap in my mouth?
No.
Oh.
Have a two and a half year old in your house.
Oh yeah.
Because the little parrot follows you everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Step on, you know, you drop the sack of potatoes on your toes, carrying them in from the car.
Ah, so we can neck water.
And all of a sudden, you hear,
ah, so we can walk another.
From the other side of the room, you're like, oh, okay, no more.
Sorry, honey.
Spaghetti sauce. Yep, that's what I'm going to say from now on.
I don't know where he gets it from.
Well, she caught herself a couple of times. Not that the lovely bride curses, she doesn't, but she says things that she doesn't want him necessarily saying.
Right.
And, yeah, have a two-year-old in your house, a two-and-a-half-year-old, almost three. Does wonders. Makes you say things in ways that you probably should be saying them the rest of the time. And it's worth the investment. 888-340-3373. But this New Jersey school asked the girls to take the pledge. And, you know, what's shocking is that they took the pledge. They all signed the pledge and said they're going to do it. For a month. They're not going to swear. And the teachers think that if the girls will stop cursing, that they'll have a reciprocally good effect on the boys. Do you think that will work? 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. It's a free call when you call Ball.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255. America.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Interesting. Who's that by? Who's the artist? Rodney Atkins. All right, Baldwin McCullough. The four-letter word came out of the four-year-old's mouth, and Dad was like, "Well, hey, did you learn that?" By the way, on Facebook, Susie says, the reason it is more disturbing when girls curse is because girls represent gentleness, peace, nurturing, and love. When they curse, they appear rough and uncaring, not quite so nurturing. Hmm. As a society, we need the gentleness and nurturing. When a girl curses, it's almost as though a little bit of hope drifts away. That's a very insightful statement, Susie.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call or the Facebook message. And then Lisa says, ladies who say cuss words? Question mark. I don't know nothing about that. Averts eyes, walks away. All right, Lisa, we won't out you then. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Okay. Did Haley and Eli, either one, ever out of the blue drop a word in front of you that took you by surprise? And how old?
Yes.
Okay, I bet it was Haley. I bet Haley was the worst offender. No? Eli? Who did it first?
I'm just going to leave it right
there.
Well,
how did you respond? Like, what did you do?
Well, it was similar to the song.
How old were they?
Only in the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So never before that.
Oh, wow. So one of them said something and you said...
One of them said something that clearly was...
It crossed the line.
Them trying to be like me because I said it. And I turned around and went, that's not cool.
Yeah. To which I could just see Mrs. Baldwin going...
Well, exactly. I had to remind one of my daughters... let the weather vane in all this be Mom, not me.
Well, that's kind of a pansy way out. No, I'm not gonna take responsibility for it.
No, I did take... what I'm saying is don't repeat something and think it's okay in whatever the context of the conversation is, because always act as if in your mind, as to the best of your ability, like that Mom's in the room.
But whatever Dad does,
yeah,
just go the other way.
Just
real quickly, Marty in Syosset, New York, line one. Marty, real quickly, we just have a few minutes, a few seconds. What's your thought?
My thought is, I'll give you a little example. A friend of mine's 5-year-old daughter came into the house and told the parents that her little friend was yelling at her and said some bad words to her. So the parents told her to go out and here's what you can say to her. You're nothing but a zucchini. And
so they gave her a substitute word.
Yeah, and it was a substitute word, and it was kind of funny, and the kid felt fine.
Interesting. Thanks for the call. Guys, we're out of time. Thanks for all the calls. Chrissy in New Hampshire, we'll get to you next week. Thank you for being here. He's Baldwin.
See ya.
I'm McCullough.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.